I'm Andrew Maxwell, a comedian. But in this series, I'm on a serious mission to explore the world of the conspiracy theorist. Tonight, it's religious fundamentalists, people who believe every detail of their holy books is fact, and science is out to destroy God. I'm going to travel with these diehard creationists to the west coast of America, where nearly 50% of people are on their side, now to try and understand where they're coming from. For them, humans and dinosaurs lived happily side by side. Noah squeezed every living creature onto his ark, and evolution is a pack of lies told to rid the world of God. They'll be challenged by experts who think that's all nonsense. But the coach trippers won't take it lying down. There's going to be tears, fallouts, and downright rebellion. Fasten your seatbelts, and welcome to Conspiracy Road Trip. Here in New York on a serious mission. 9/11 was the most shocking day in recent American history. 2,973 innocent people died. Unbelievably, there are many people who doubt the conclusions of the official investigation and want to believe the American government was in some way responsible for this tragic event. I'm taking five of them to America on an extraordinary journey to see if I can change their minds. It'll be a tough mission. These guys appear to be convinced conspiracy theorists. Personally, I'm certain as certain can be that the attacks were ordered by Osama bin Laden. So we're now going down the east coast of America, from New York to Washington, to see where the attacks happened, to meet eyewitnesses, relatives of victims, and even the chief air traffic controller. What will happen when they're confronted by the scientific facts? Maybe there'll be arguments, fallouts, and tears. But will I end up changing their minds?
We shall seek the truth, brothers and sisters.
As we travel through the day that changed the world. Welcome to Conspiracy Road Trip 9/11. Tonight, 7/7. The bombings in London in 2005 was the most shocking event in recent British history. Four suicide bombers killed 52 innocent people and injured over 700 others. Unbelievably, there were a number of conspiracists who doubt the official version of events, and some of them believed the British establishment was behind this tragic day.